Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:47, it is time to not only have our Newsmaker 3, but welcome you to one of Emporia's long-standing traditions, Sacred Heart School, getting ready for the, believe it or not, 51st Mexican Supper. And we're pleased to have with us Jennifer Dandler and a whole bunch of Sacred Heart students to join us here. Jennifer, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having us, Chuck.
Glad to have you in. We also have with us Jaden Mendez. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, and you?
So far, so good. We have to my right, Leah Sheely. Leah, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. We also have Max Dandler. Max, how are you?
Tired, but good.
There it is, the honesty. Did you need Mom to bring you some coffee this morning?
No.
No,
I don't drink coffee.
Ah, that's coming. And we also have Sophia Rescon joining us. Sophia, good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
So far, so good. Jennifer, it's hard to say, 51 years of food and fellowship togetherness that's going to be coming up here very shortly for the community.
Right. So this is our 51st year with the Mexican Supper. We are so excited to be hosting it again, where we'll be having dine-in, carry-out, and drive-through for all of our guests. This supper, Mexican Supper, started as a way for St. Catherine's and Sacred Heart families to come together. And that first year, they estimated between 200 and 300 tacos. And I believe they had a variety of other items that year, too. It was a really big deal, and it was all homemade, and it was just wonderful. And we've just continued it year after year. Even through COVID, we made it happen, and here we are today with the 51st year. We're excited to share it with the community.
Okay. Jaden, I'm going to have you up first, and we're going to start here with how we can get our tickets. That is a little bit down on your sheet there, but how can we wind up getting tickets here for the upcoming Mexican Supper?
How do we get tickets?
Tickets are sold through the end of the week from any Sacred Heart student for $12 or by calling the office, school office at 662-343-7394, or tickets can be purchased at the door the night of for $14.
Okay, what is on the menu, Jaden? What are we going to be consuming, or in some cases inhaling, coming up here October 4th?
You will be served two tacos, fried or soft, rice, chips, with fresh salsa, and our homemade desserts.
And Jennifer, if you haven't been to the homemade dessert, that's a wonder by itself.
Yes. So during COVID, we actually couldn't do the homemade desserts.
I remember that. Yeah.
You know, we weren't sure if it was safe or not. But thankfully, we've been able to bring those back. Our wonderful Altar Society members chip in and help out, as well as the families. So we have, if you come in and dine in, you get a smorgasbord variety of desserts. If you drive through, you unfortunately, you're going to have to get what you get and don't throw a fit, because we've got to keep that drive-through line running. We don't want the drive-through line to stop. We want to keep it rolling. So if you drive through, you'll probably be pleased with the cherry pie, or I'm not sure what exactly. I'm not in charge of desserts, but dine in, carry out, you can choose. So.
Okay. Good enough. Okay, Leah, let's talk about really what the work week is for you students. I mean, this isn't one of those things where you slide by. It sounds like you've got several different things that you're doing kind of the day of leading into the Mexican Supper. So talk about the work schedule for you guys.
On Tuesday, we will be frying the meat. On Wednesday, the fifth graders will warm tortillas for pinning, and they will also be pinning the tacos and preparing the salsa. On Thursday, they will be prepping the kitchen and cutting the homemade desserts. Friday, they will prepare the rice, decorate the parasol, fry tacos, pull pins, fill tacos, and serve our customers.
And you're going to be bussing tables at the event too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. How many tacos? That's the next one down. How many tacos are you guys going to be dealing with?
3,000.
Dang. And how many pounds of ground beef and rice have you ordered for this?
The pounds of ground beef have been 600 and 200 pounds of rice.
That's a lot of happiness right there. That's a lot of happiness. Okay, Max, this is really important the way it sounds to the PTO. Why is that? Why is it so important for the PTO?
The Mexican Supper is the PTO's biggest fundraiser. They use the money for ice cream socials, fun class events, T-shirts like what we're wearing, and field trips, playground equipment, and maybe a new school.
That has been floating in the community for a few months, hasn't it?
It has. We've also used our money recently. We made some large technology upgrades to our school. We made new internet connections, and with more students every year, we need more technology. So we are happy to help our school with that. We also provide fifth grade recognition items. And Catholic Schools Week, I don't know if that was mentioned, but that's a whole week of fun mm-hmm. that we share with you guys later in the year. But that takes a lot of time, too.
Okay.
Don't forget All Saints Day.
Right.
True. Well said. Okay. Sophia, you get to be the one who gives us the thank yous for everybody that's either included in the event now, that's already supporting the event, or those that are going to be picking up tickets.
Thank you to all who have or will purchase tickets to our event. Thank you to Sacred Heart School and Sacred Heart Catholic Church families for their continued support. A huge thank you to F&F Feeds for donating more than half our ground beef. Other donators are Rebels, Mark II, Simmons, and Freddy's.
Thank you so much, everyone who has donated. Our community is great at supporting our school. And we just want to say a huge shout-out for all those who have helped. And also KVOE, thank you so much for bringing us in today and letting our fifth graders share this information with our community. We really hope to see a great turnout. Whether it's dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, we hope to see you all there.
Indeed. I've got one question, and we didn't get a chance to prep you guys on it, but I'm going to kind of rotate my way back around the table, bounce kind of in the reverse order, and ask what your duties are coming up here for next week. Or have you even gotten that figured out yet? whether you guys have got figured out kind of what, you know, whether you're going to be pinning tacos. I know you're all are going to be busting tables, but, you know, whether you have anything picked out yet or not. Sophia, do you have anything that you've been already assigned that you're going to be doing for Mexican Supper? Not really.
I do know her mom is going to be sharing the salsa duties with me.
Okay.
So she might be coming in Friday night to DC Peppers with me. We'll see.
Awesome. Max, how about you? Do you got your list set up yet?
I think I'm just really excited for all the good food.
Your job is eating. Okay. Yeah. That works for me. How about you, Leah?
I think the warming of tortillas is going to be really cool and fun.
Yeah. How about you, Jaden?
I think that's just going to be great.
Just going to be great? Doesn't matter what you do?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Jennifer, before we wrap things up, let's talk about that atmosphere coming up October 4th. And really, for say somebody's coming in for the first time, whether they're a parishioner or not, what they can expect to see and the welcome that they're going to get.
So, like I said, it's a wonderful community event. We have parishioners of Sacred Heart, parishioners of St. Catharines come in and help out. We have parents, teachers, and students all working together for this one great cause of Sacred Heart School, PTO. And so it's really fun to walk in and see everybody working together, just really enjoying their time together, putting on one great deal of a show. Seeing the fried tacos roll out, we actually have a taco truck that fries our tacos, and I'm sorry, I forgot the name, and I can't share it with you guys.
Two dudes?
Is it Two Dudes Back Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you to them for their time in frying those tacos, because that took a huge burden off our shoulder when we lost fryers, when Muckenthalers no longer helped us out. So they left town. So anyways, Two Dudes does a great job, and we appreciate them. And so we fry tacos, we put it on the plate, and we serve you, and you can sit down and enjoy your meal, or like I said, drive through or carry out. So it's fun to see everybody work together. It's really a community event.
Awesome. And let me tell you, that food is bussin'.
There is Max's, I think, at least second endorsement here of the food, and you will not want to miss it. It's the Mexican Supper. It's October 4th, 4:30 to 7 at the Sacred Heart Parish Hall. Dine-in, carry-out, drive-through, doesn't matter. The advance donation, get your tickets, $12. It's $14 at the door. And to get those tickets, be sure to call Sacred Heart, 620-343-7394. Guys, thanks so much for joining us, for giving us the preview. Looking forward to seeing you guys on the 4th.
Thanks for having us, Chuck.
Thank you.
Our guests here today, Jennifer Daniels, Jaden Mendez, Max Danler, Leah Sheely, and Sophia Rescon, as we talk about the Mexican Supper October 4th at Sacred Heart.
Thank you all. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:58.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performance.